Let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts. Now, here's Sandy Mosier with John Ferguson from Nature's Way Resources Garden Center, just north of the Woodlands, Texas. You're listening to an encore presentation of the Home Show Garden Pros. If you have a question, call next Saturday or ask your question at homeshowgardenpros.com.
Welcome, John Ferguson. How are you this morning?
Doing great, Sandy.
John Ferguson here in the studio taking your calls from Nature's Way Resources and Garden Center North between the Woodlands and Conroe. Beautiful location. Fun to go and see, too, with all those piles of mulch and dirt and whatever you need for your garden. We were just chatting before we got on the line, before we figured out our volume. He and I were having trouble with some of our volume. But we were talking about he's headed out to the country today. And tell us a little bit about what you're going to, what your chore is on your list for this weekend.
Well, as you know, Sandy, my wife and I bought some property out near LaGrange to build our retirement home on. And so I'll be planting trees. So far in the 7 years, I've planted a little over 2,300 trees of 142 species as part of a habitat reconstruction.
Wow.
Today I'm adding five of the Texas persimmon, the black persimmon.
Okay, and that's what you were talking to me about.
Right.
Beautiful. And you described, I'm trying to picture it when you walk into Nature's Way. You've got two of them. You have a female and a male.
Correct, right in front of the sales office.
Okay. Now, tell us about the, when you plant these, you got them from seeds because you, is that what you had told me earlier?
Well, they're already 5 gallon size plants.
Okay.
So they're past the seeds.
Yes, yes. But did you plant them as seeds in
no.
the 5 gallon? Oh, okay.
Well, I bought
okay.
them from a nursery.
All right.
From a grower.
Okay. So you've got your 5 gallon plants. How many?
Got five of them.
Okay. All right.
And since there's male and female species, hopefully one of them is male, the rest are female. Ideally. But, no, I did plant some seeds a few years ago, and I got some there about 15, 18 inches tall.
That's where I'm sorry I misunderstood that. Yes. Okay.
That's on the property, too. So, but want to get the diversity, want to get it quicker.
Beautiful. And you said that you're probably going to be able to harvest some of those in a couple of years.
Hopefully.
And we were talking about jams, that people make jams and
jellies, wine out of it.
That's fun. That'll be a fun. And it's good for the wildlife.
Correct.
They may make it to it before you do.
That's the problem.
Yes, the wildlife. But anyway, I love the way that nature just takes its course, doesn't it?
Yes.
And we've got a couple of callers waiting for you. John, good morning, Virginia. How are you? What do you have for John?
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you this morning?
We are well. Enjoying this weather. What do you have for John?
John, I'm working on my lawn. And what is the difference between your remineralizer and the MicroLife Humates Plus? And can I put both of them down?
You can put both of them down. The remineralizer are trace elements. The minor elements like iron, calcium, all the way things, the soils only need one or two parts per billion, the micronutrients. So that's what remineralizer does. Minerals to the plants are kind of like vitamins to a human. You don't need much. But if your plants don't have it, they're not as healthy as they could be. Okay, humates are kind of they're organic matter, they're chains of carbon atoms. They're fairly short chains. They're composed of humates, fulmates, ulmic acid, different things that the microbes use for energy. So that's a microbe food. And it does have some nutrients in it, too. It's a great product, but it's short-lived in the environment.
Well, this back about March or April, I put a bag of the remineralizer down on my yard, and it was right before a rain. And I want you to know that my yard, people just, they couldn't believe it.
It was smiling.
It was green, and all summer I didn't water very much, and it was thick. And like I said, I couldn't believe it. I kept telling all of my friends about it. And It's still beautiful and green, but I just didn't know the difference, and if I could put both, and would it be good to put both of them down?
Yeah. Remineralizer doesn't go away, so you only have to do it once every 3 or 4 years.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay.
So it has a very long lifetime.
How about in your flower bed?
Same thing, all plants. I don't plant anything I don't put remineralizer in.
Okay, well, my neighbor and I are coming up either today or next week, and we're getting some bags to revitalize our yards and our beds. So, but I just didn't know what the difference was.
Yeah, in soil science, there's a called Liebig's Law of the Minimum, that plant growth and health is controlled by the element in shortest supply.
Yeah.
So kind of like a chain's only as strong as its weakest link.
Yeah.
So the remineralizer gets rid of that limitation. It makes sure everything's in the soil. Mm-hmm. Then the plant will tell microbes what it wants, and it goes out and mm-hmm. finds it. And you get a healthier yard.
Well, I've tried to explain to my friends what I've heard from you about our soils have been depleted of all of the good stuff.
Right.
Okay, well, I appreciate it, and I love your show.
Well, thank you,
Virginia.
Have fun.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I love that. Now, just to touch on, so the remineralizer maybe every 2 to 3 years-ish.
Correct.
But when you're planting something new, it's a good time to add it.
Throw a little handful in the bottom of the hole.
Okay. Now, the MicroLife.
Uh-huh.
We can't overuse MicroLife. Is
no,
that correct?
That is correct. It's
okay.
Not a chemical.
Okay.
In the sense that of an artificial fertilizer that can burn.
Right. It won't burn your lawn.
Correct.
Or, okay. All right.
I've had bags that got tore open. I've seen seeds germinate in it.
Oh, my goodness.
So.
Yeah.
It's a natural way. You know, when I was in college and grad school, it was all these different formulations, where you try to water solubilize and through chemistry, force nutrients into the plant.
Okay.
We started learning 25 years ago that's not the way nature does it.
Oh, no.
So today we feed the soil, particularly the microbes in the soil. The plant communicates with fungi and bacteria in the soil and tells them exactly what nutrient they need, and they'll send out a bacteria or a fungal hyphae to break out maybe cobalt or iron or magnesium or whatever it is, and they will bring it back and give it to the plant.
Oh, my goodness.
In return from the photosynthesis, the plant makes carbohydrates, sugars, proteins, amino acids,
right,
vitamins, and it gives it back to the fungus and bacteria to pay it for its work.
And that's why they call it the web cycle.
The soil food web.
Yes, soil food web. Well, great. Well, we have got John Ferguson from Nature's Way Resources and Garden Center. And John, we've got a line of callers for you.
Oh, gee.
They are waiting to talk to you. But we are going to take a break. And when we get back, we're going to talk to Karen, Tony, and Larry.
Get your green on at Plants for All Seasons. From perennials and annuals to ground cover and grasses, their hand-chosen plants are second only to their support. Get even greener. Plants for All Seasons gardening classes are a fun way to learn something new for everyone, from beginning or master gardeners. Plants for All Seasons, 21328 Highway 249, just north of Louetta, and online at plantsforallseasons.com. Fall is the best time to be outside and the most important time to care for your lawns and gardens. Use MicroLife all-organic fertilizers, liquids, and granulars. Mother Nature will love you for it. Brown patch in your lawn? Not a problem. Use MicroLife Brown Patch or MicroLife MicroGrow. Always safe and always effective. No matter what you plant, MicroLife organic fertilizers are your best choice. MicroLife organic fertilizers. Healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people. Visit MicroLifeFertilizer.com.
You're listening to the Home Show Garden Pros. Gardening help you want, answers you can trust from members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op.
Hi, it's Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens in Katy.
I'm Joey Linderman from Enchanted Nurseries and Landscapes in Richmond.
Connect with Home Show Garden Pros Co-op members anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com or call now at 281-833-3333. You're listening to an encore presentation of the Home Show Garden Pros.
I am here with John Ferguson from Nature's Way Resources and Garden Center. Remember, they are north between Conroe and the Woodlands, just right off the freeway, not even a mile, right, John? Off the freeway. It's a beautiful
look. Two blocks.
Yeah, two blocks. You just go over the little tracks, take a right, and they're at the end of the road there. We've already gotten into some fun conversations. And John, we've got Karen on the line. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning. I have two questions. Sure. I know y'all have been talking about the value of our native plants this morning, but I have a question about a non-native, Nandina. I've had it in my yard for over 20 years. I absolutely love it. It takes the droughts. It takes the freezes. I recently was told that the berries are toxic to birds. I want to know if I should start pruning the berries off my Nandinas.
I have no knowledge of that. I've never heard that before.
Okay. Well, my second question is about compost.
Okay.
When I was younger, I had a shepherd's bin, and I did the hut composting. I now just have a kitchen compost near the back door.
Uh-huh.
One of those bins that I bought from the city. I haven't used that compost in a couple of years. It's been sitting in the bin. I want to know if I can use that in my vegetable garden, or since it's cold composted, should I put it out front in my ornamental beds?
You can use it either way. Most likely, the only difference is the thermal compost, when you get it hot, kills the weed seeds that may be present, and it kills off a lot of pathogens. In the cooler compost, it's still very beneficial, got lots of good stuff in it, but there may be a few weed seeds that survives. When you think about the forest floor, that's what it's cool composting on the forest floor from all the leaf litter drop, and the manures and animal waste, etc. And it works pretty good in the forest. So, yes, you can use it.
Thank you very much.
Well, great. Well, that sounds like good work ahead of you, Karen. Thanks for your call.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And you touched on your lazy gardeners this weekend, or this week, you touched on composting with the pine needles and the leaves that people are raking up. And we'll touch on that after we get some calls here, because we've got a line here for you.
Okay, well, let's go.
So good morning, Tony. What do you have for John?
Good morning. I just laid some new sod, and I put leaf mold compost underneath, and before I did that, and prepped the soil, and they look really good. I'm wondering, is there anything I can put on it now before the winter? Could I put remineralizer, or should I put humate or anything like that on new sod?
Yeah, how long's it been down?
Just 2 weeks.
Yeah, remineralizer doesn't burn, so you can put that down at any time, and it'll start working its way into the soil and be ready to use next spring. You can put down some MicroLife. It won't burn, and it doesn't leach. So one of the reasons when we use artificials, we can't put anything down on the turf because the salts in it kills the small roots. We don't have that problem when we use organics, and MicroLife's an excellent organic fertilizer.
So, all right, great.
Tony, I don't know if you've heard, but I've had some city water leaks, like three in the last 4 months in our front yard. It's just been a mess. And, you know, they come and they fix the leak, and then they throw down sod. I mean, literally, they kind of throw it on top of the clay and the hard clay. And I'm thinking, okay, it's never going to grow. And I've done exactly what John is recommending for you. I did the remineralizer and the MicroLife. And I'm telling you, from just feet away, it is as green as my grass. Now, when you walk on it, you can kind of still see the squares of my sod. But it's happy as can be, and it's really doing well. So I think you're going to be fine on that new sod.
Well, that's great. One other quick question. I have some big pots, the garden pots are like 24, 30 inches wide that I put herbs and things in. And I've had several seasons of, crops, if you will, there.
Uh-huh.
And I'm wondering, should I do anything to beef up that soil before I put new things in there?
Oh, absolutely. I'd put down maybe a cup or two of remineralizer, a few cups of MicroLife, and some compost, and mix it into your soil and kind of rejuvenate it, and you'll be good to go.
Great. Thanks so much.
All right. Well, enjoy those herbs.
Thank you. Bye now.
Bye. So you are listening to Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. And when we return, we'll talk with Larry and Frank.
Mike Ball knows irrigation.
Over 30 years.
He looks at yards, sees issues like underwatering,
dead zones, yellowing, sick trees,
overwatering,
brown patch, weeds, root rot.
Find the healthy balance with Mike Ball Irrigation, Landscaping and Lighting.
Hi, it's Mike. We design and install water-conserving irrigation systems, reducing water waste by 30%, delivering healthier yards and gardens.
Invite Mike Ball Irrigation to review your system.
It's easy, and you'll love the difference.
MikeBallIrrigation.com.
Yellowing patches are a warning sign of brown patch. See it? Spray it with humic acid. Now, you're listening to an encore presentation of the Home Show Garden Pros. If you have a question, call next Saturday or ask your question at homeshowgardenpros.com.
Well, welcome back to Home Show Garden Pros, and I think we got Larry on the line.
Good morning.
Good morning,
sir.
I sent you a picture. My neighbor has a couple of plants in his front bed that's on his north side that are interesting. And one of my other neighbors said he didn't know what they were. He said he's had them for years since he bought the house. They just keep growing there. And another neighbor said that one of them may be Ligularia.
Okay.
And another one might be Artesia, the two plants that are in the bed. And I didn't know if you could help me confirm that identification. That looks like, I Google searched it, and it looks similar, but then one of the Ligularia has another name to it, and I put it in my email to you, Brit Scarlet or something, and I wasn't sure if it was available or would grow well in this area or not. It had some interesting coloring in the leaves. Are y'all able to look at what I sent
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I'm looking. Larry, when did you send that email? You sent it to the Home Show Garden Pros?
Just this morning.
Because I have a CD. Did it come under CD Chambers?
No, it should be under Larry D. Porterfield.
I don't see it yet. It was homeshowgardenpros.com, right? Ask a pro.
Yeah, I was on your website.
Okay, I'm still looking.
There's a couple good apps for your phone. One's called Plant Snap that you can take a picture and it will identify it for you. The other one is iNaturalist.
Okay.
And they're free, so you can download it and take a picture and they can probably, if we can't find it, your picture, they'll go from there. But those are good ways to help identify plants.
So one is iNaturalist and the other is
Plant Snap.
Plant Snap?
Yeah.
Okay.
And depending on if you've got one of the Apple iPhones, when you go to your pictures, there is a little, if you'll click on a picture, and then you open it up, and there's a little circle with an eye in the middle of it. It'll identify plants for you there also. I don't know what version of an iPhone or if you have one, but that's another good one too. And I am sorry, because the last email I got was at 7:25, and it was from CD, so it hasn't come through yet.
Okay. Actually, I called too soon then, maybe.
I don't know.
So on my iPhone, it's an iPhone SE.
Mm-hmm.
You say there's some dots on the picture?
Go to a picture. Go ahead and, so just click on any picture, any of your pictures. And then at the bottom, you've got the square with the arrow, you've got the heart, and on mine, there's a circle with an eye on it.
Right, I got that.
Yep, and you click on that. That's information or identify. I don't know what it stands for. But anyway, you click on the eye after you've taken a picture, you know, of a plant, and it'll help identify it. It's not perfect, but John's two sources may be a little more helpful, but at least that'll get you started.
And I just noticed on my phone there's a third one I haven't used yet. It's called Picture This. You just take a picture, and again, it helps identify it.
Okay.
But I haven't used that one yet.
Okay. Awesome.
Okay.
All right. Well, keep listening, and I will keep watching for that email. And I'm sorry it hasn't filtered through yet, but I will. I'll keep refreshing, and we'll try and answer that question some more if we need to.
Okay. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Have a good afternoon.
Bye-bye.
This is Home Show Garden Pros. We've just gotten techie. That's wonderful. I mean, anything that will help us all answer our questions. And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. And we have got Frank on the line. Good morning, Frank.
Good morning. Just a couple questions. Number one, I just turned on. I heard you talking about the remineralizer. Who makes that?
We do, Nature's Way Resources.
Okay, it's Nature's Way Resources. And is that economical enough where you can put it on your lawn?
Oh, yeah. It's like, I don't know what the individual realtors, but it's $25 for a 40-pound bag versus some of the other, something similar. They have less elements, and it's like $15 for a 5-pound bag.
Sure. Okay, great.
Because it's all, and, all this is all sourced out of Texas, so it's that's why it's a lot lower cost, and it's got a full spectrum of all 79 elements in the human body.
Wonderful. And what is the, is it the remineralizer? What is the best way of getting indications? I'm trying to increase the nitrogen in my lawn. Is that remineralizer what I should use?
Indirectly. Many of the microbes, bacteria, and some fungi and some algae have the ability to fix nitrogen out of the air. Like algae, if the trace element molybdenum is present, they can fix nitrogen. If you don't have molybdenum, you don't get that free nitrogen. So it will help there because it does provide some molybdenum.
Hmm.
So little things like that. If you just, the compost will have nitrogen. There's a lot of nitrogen-fixing microbes in the leaf mold compost. Of course, a good organic fertilizer like the Microlife line has nitrogen in it. And the compost itself has nitrogen in it. Humates have nitrogen in it.
Wonderful. And then I guess I'm on the right track. Great show. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Frank.
Yes. So, John, we have got Paul on the line. Good morning, Paul. What do you have for John?
Good morning. How are you?
We're good. Great.
Hey, John, I got a question on all my citrus. After I nursed it through the freeze, didn't lose anything except for my lime. But now I'm told I have greening disease on my grapefruit, both orange trees, satsuma, lemon. Anyway, they said they don't know when they'll die, but they will die. You know, what's your hint? Anything on that?
Yeah, it's the citrus greening has been a major problem. There have been some reports coming out that compost teas have been effective. Using lots of compost around the root zone out past the drip thing has been proven helpful. And, you know, a good nutrition program, trace elements like the remineralizer and a good fertilization like Microlife, they can extend the life.
That.
And then after that, don't use chlorinated water. You know, filter the water, give them good water. Mulch them good if a good native mulch. And like I said, some of the research out of Florida is finding they've been able to stop the citrus greening and actually heal plants using the biological methods. But it's limited. So they're still trying to learn, you know, what techniques work best. But the things I mentioned have all shown promise. And like I said, a good compost tea can help too. Spray it on the leaves and the foliage.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, well, like Plants for All Season, Neil makes compost tea.
Yeah,
for sale to the customers.
Yeah, Sherry's place at Plants for All Seasons up off of 249. She talks a lot about her compost tea. That's interesting.
Yeah, Ohio State has done a lot of research.
I'm down here on the coastline, so I'm down by Moss Nursery.
Yeah.
Okay.
I know he carries some of your stuff. I don't know about all of it.
Okay.
Yeah, if you can get – the other thing you can do is you can take some leaf mold compost, put a few pounds in a 5-gallon bucket overnight, pour it out through a screen, then put that what we call a leachate. You can spray it. It's a farmer compost tea, and then spray that on the plants.
Okay. He should spray the leaves on the plants.
Correct,
on the
with
trees.
The liquid.
Okay.
So that might help, but it's tough. But like I said, we do know that it's more common when the plants have been fertilized with artificial fertilizers because, like, again, we talked about earlier, it makes weak growth.
Mm-hmm.
It makes them more susceptible.
Right.
Okay.
I haven't used any artificial stuff in a couple of years. I've been using the Microlife.
Good.
For the last 2 years at least, maybe longer, I can't remember.
Well, the other thing, since you said you're on the coast, you might have some salt problems in your soil. That weakens a plant's immune system.
Oh, yeah. I hadn't thought about that.
So you might put a little gypsum, you know, around the plants, too. Gypsum's calcium sulfate, and when it dissolves, the calcium is stronger chemically, and it makes the sodium release and leach out of the soil.
Now, what form would the gypsum come in?
It's powder.
Okay, it's a powder. And he could get that at
almost any
Moss
garden center.
Okay, all right. Well, that's
almost where?
Any garden center should carry gypsum.
How much do you apply?
Like I said, I'd start off light. I prefer a lot of small applications rather than a big one because you may not need a big one. So you'd have to read the bag, but like me, maybe a cup or two in a 5-gallon bucket of water. You can dissolve it and pour it around your plants. Or you can sprinkle it on top and let nature water it in.
Okay. Will do.
You know, if you got trees that are big and beautiful, it's worth trying to invest a few dollars trying to save them.
Yes, that's for sure.
These are 8 to 10-year-old trees. You know, I had to cut them way back because of the freeze, but they've bounced right back because I did the old trick with the pyramid, you know, just before the freeze, and then when the freeze went by, then I pulled it back, and it just exploded that next spring.
Yeah, that's why I did for my avocados. I covered the graft, and I lost my top portion, but, you know, they were 25-foot-tall avocados, but they're already back to 18 feet.
Wow.
Yeah, that is one tree I have yet to be able to grow. I've had three of them now, and I'm losing the third one as we speak.
They don't like salts. They require well-drained soil.
No salts and well-drained soil. Okay, that's good to know on the avocados.
Yep.
Bad farming for me.
Well, no, but you can. How can he deal with the salt, the high salts that they have on the coast in the soil, just
like
naturally?
Using the gypsum occasionally.
The gypsum, okay.
Using the compost. Many of the micro-particles.
And the compost I do. I get that from Moss. And they say they get it from you. I don't know. But that's what they told me.
They used to. I don't know if they're still buying from us or not.
Okay.
I heard they went to, they're carrying a cheaper, lower quality brand now.
Uh-oh. That leaf mold compost, like you know, you can feel the difference for sure. But lots of good hints for you. Don't give up.
Yeah. And what I was going to explain.
I won't give up. I'm not going to. I love my citrus.
Oh.
Yeah. Many of the beneficial fungus in the compost can help pull salts out of the soil.
Okay. All right.
They will break it apart and make it in a form that doesn't hurt plants.
All right.
Okay.
Well, I hope that helps, Paul. Good luck with those. You're lucky. I'm jealous because you still have your citrus trees, but we lost about four of them. I mean, totally lost them after that big freeze. So
I lost all of mine, too.
Yeah, so you're doing a lot better than many people. So hang in there, and good luck with that.
I've got a ton of fruit right now. I've got a ton of fruit growing.
Great.
I just hate losing my trees. I've nursed them along so much.
Well,
keep going.
Hang in there. You might get lucky. Be one of the lucky ones.
Yeah. Yeah, well, good information from John. Thanks for calling, Paul.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Have a good weekend. We'll return after this.
You might have started while stuck at home.
Or maybe now you want to.
Either way, we're here to help.
We're Nelson's Nursery and Water Gardens.
West Houston's full-service local nursery.
Growing your skills and your yard.
Whether you're a garden newbie or a ninja.
Get needed device and plants that last.
Freshly delivered weekly.
And soil, fertilizers, treatments, all you need.
We make it easy.
One stop, trusted advice.
That's why West Houston trusts Nelson's Nursery.
And Water Gardens.
Katy, Fort Bend Road.
You can find us.
Sprout a miracle. Lettuce, arugula, and radishes are easy, and kids think of them as miracles. Thank you for listening to this encore presentation of the Home Show Garden Pros.
Welcome back to Home Show Garden Pros. This is Joey from Enchanted Nurseries and Landscapes. It's time to get your pots replanted and get some color in your landscape. Here are a few favorites that make it really easy to have great color in the wintertime.
We have lots of beautiful pansies, violas, dianthus, snapdragons, alyssum, and much more. We've got lots of great evergreen shrubs this time of year. Now is the perfect time to replace your evergreen shrubs in your landscape. Planting now gives your shrubs plenty of time to get established before the heat of next summer sets in. Even though your lawn's about to go dormant, it's still important to give it some nutrients that it needs throughout the winter. Fertilizing with a winterizer this time of year will keep the grass green longer and also build the roots over the winter for a healthy start in the spring. Christmas trees are now here. Our Fraser and Noble Firs come from family-owned farms that have been in the business for years and years. They pride themselves on quality and freshness of their trees and farming practices. So come on out, and you're sure to find the one that's perfect for your family. Enchanted Gardens is located at 6420 FM 359 in Richmond, convenient to Cinco Ranch, Katy, in Richmond. Enchanted Forest is located at 10611 FM 2759 and also in Richmond, convenient to Sugar Land and Rosenberg. Don't forget to visit us on Instagram and Facebook to see what's new. You can find us on both at Enchanted Gardens Richmond and Enchanted Forest Richmond. And now back to Home Show Garden Pros with Sandy and John.
And I am here with John Ferguson from Nature's Way Resources and Garden Center. He is our Home Show Garden Pro expert this morning, and he has just loaded us with all sorts of knowledge so we can be successful out there in our lawns and gardens. John, we have got stacks of questions here, but one about a plumeria. They say that this is from Carol, and she says, I have a little plumeria plant growing in a pot. How can I winterize it?
Okay. Plumeria is a species that likes hot, humid weather. Also, by the way, before I forget, the Plumeria Society, the National Plumeria Society, is headquartered here in Houston. You can
really?
Go to their website. Yes.
Huh.
And get a lot of information. Bunch of great people.
Great.
What I've never grown plumerias, but what I've read and talking to people, they like to take them out of their pot, shake the dirt off, and hang them up in the garage.
Really?
Until spring. There's other people, if it's a small plot, they move it inside. Some people build a tent around the plumeria and put some, like, drop lights, a couple hundred watt light bulbs in there as a heat source.
Mm-hmm.
So those are some of the things you can do to,
okay,
to protect them. But they don't like cold. It gets below 40 degrees and they start going downhill.
Right, because plumerias, aren't those the flowers that they make Hawaiian leis out of?
Correct.
That's what's so interesting, that the National Plumeria Society is here in Houston.
Well, because they grow very well along the Gulf Coast and Galveston.
Yes, yes. Now, if we bring, say, it sounds like one of the easiest ways is to bring them inside. Then when are we going to take them back outside?
Oh, when temperatures look like we're past the danger of frost.
Okay. All righty.
So, March, April.
Yeah. Well, and I'm assuming we do nothing to them when they're inside.
Pretty much. They go dormant.
Yeah. Well, that sounds like a fun experiment. I have got one new plumeria, and I did not know this. So
probably go to the Plumeria Society website.
Yes.
And they probably have a lot more detailed information.
Right. And we're moving into that season in the next couple of months that we're going to need to think about what to do with some of those more tropical plants. Thank you very much on that. That is just, plumerias are beautiful. I have one friend of mine, and she does a great job. I need to be in touch with her about it. We have got Grady, who has sent us a question, and he said a few weeks ago he had weed spots in his yard, and he killed everything, including the grass. Now, I used SpectraCode. Do you know what that is? Now it looks like it killed everything. I have some big dead spots. Uh-oh. What can I do to bring my grass back? Are there St. Augustine grass seeds? Will Scott Long patchwork help it?
Okay, I'm not familiar with that Spectre. Herbicide.
Yeah.
And depending on the herbicide, they can have a half-life of 6-7 months in the soil. Some of them have over 2 years.
Oh, no.
But what you can do to biodegrade it is agricultural molasses, and spray that on about every 2 weeks for a couple months. That's food for microbes that can help break it down.
Okay.
Top dress of compost, maybe a thick layer.
Okay.
St. Augustine is a sterile hybrid. It only grows from cuttings. It is not from seeds, so you can't do it. You can sprig it, whatever. But until you get those herbicide residuals out.
Do that first.
You got to break it down first.
So to put in the St. Augustine, he may need to wait then until after the winter?
At least till after the winter, to spring.
Okay, so get rid of all that herbicide that's lasting and lingering in there.
Correct.
All right.
It's focused on breaking it down. Humates, and like I said, agricultural molasses and compost are all good tools.
Great, okay.
And it just takes time.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for that. And I'm sorry, poor Grady's got to go through that. But it's a process. You know, we're all going to make mistakes on that, and it's just learning. So thank you for giving us agricultural molasses and the leaf mold compost to help break down those herbicides. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610, and we will return after this.
Think your old patio set needs replacing? New ones are pricey. Good thing Houston Powder Coaters give old patio sets new life. They not only recoat your old set better than new, they repair welds and replace final straps and sling fabrics, plastic feet caps, and inserts. And that rusty hardware? Replaced with new stainless steel. Get better than new for less from the industry experts at Houston Powder Coaters. Schedule free pickup at HoustonPowderCoaters.com. HoustonPowderCoaters.com.
Phone lines are not open during this encore presentation of the Home Show Garden Pros.
We had a rough summer, and we are in the fall, and like we've talked about, it is a great time to get down those defenses like brown patch. Add your brown patch to your lawn. MicroLife Brown Patch 513, you don't need to remember the number, it's a brown and white bag. It is all organic. It contains disease-fighting bacteria and fungi. It's got the good guys in it. It adds billions of beneficial microbes to your lawn. Your yard and landscaping are hungry after fighting that summer's heat that we had. It seems like a long time ago, but we need to get our lawns fed. Feed what they need with MicroLife organic fertilizers. Add MicroLife liquids, which you've heard us talking about. We love the MicroLife MicroGrow and the MicroLife seaweed, liquid seaweed. Deliver the highest nutritional value possible, and it will not burn your plants or your lawn. It's all organic, safe for you, your children, and your pets. For healthy soils, healthy plants, and healthy people, find MicroLife at your favorite Home Show Garden Pro. Find your neighborhood location at MicroLifeFertilizer.com. Thank you for joining us this morning. I am here with Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens out west in Katy. And she's about to sneeze, so I'm not going to have her say anything. Behind the curtains.
You made it go away.
Behind the curtains, yes. It's real here. So we have got Thomas who wants to chat with you. Good morning, Thomas.
Good morning.
What do you have for Anita?
Well, a couple weeks ago, and I'm not sure who the guest was, but you were talking about reducing the watering during this time of year. I have a three-day-a-week, 10-minute watering schedule during the warmer times. So my question is, you know, what do I reduce that to? For how long?
Yes, Anita.
Well, the more you starve your lawn of water, the stronger the plants are going to get, because they're going to start driving their roots deeper into the soil, seeking the water. So I would back off through the winter months. I'm not sure I'd even water at all, because your lawn's going to go dormant anyway, unless you put the ryegrass on, which to keep it green.
Are you?
No, I don't do it. I don't.
You don't do that?
Yeah. Okay.
I would turn the whole thing off, but maybe not right away, because we've had an extraordinarily dry year, and the rains that have come this fall have not been soaking rains. They're light rains, but they still haven't gotten deep into the soil, at least on the west side where I am. So you may want to back off to maybe once a week. And also don't forget, on those cloudy days and cool days, the plants are not transpiring. In other words, they're not sweating out as much water to stay cool. So that also is a factor and a reason why you back off watering in the winter months.
Oh, yeah. I love the whys. Okay, does that help?
It helps him perfectly. Thank you very much.
And it's exactly, I've heard John Ferguson talking about that, because he brags in a great way. He reminds us that, you know, he hasn't watered his lawn in I don't know how many years.
2011, I think he said. Yeah.
Because just from what Anita said, you know, he nurtured it along enough to where the roots grew so deeply in his grass that he doesn't have to. So that's what we're all trying to learn here, is how do we train our grass to sort of take care of itself, if possible, or as much as possible.
And don't mow low.
Oh, in the winter.
Anytime.
Yeah. Okay. So be careful about the mowing too.
Oh my goodness. My neighbors had a beautiful lawn, beautiful, and they sold their house and they had a new lawn crew come in, and they scalped that lawn, and it's got brown patch, and it's a mess, and it's not the same.
Okay.
But I can't go over there and say, wag my finger at them. I wish I could. But,
yeah. Well, so right now I have my sprinkler system off, just because I know in the last week and this week we had rain sort of on and off. So I've turned mine off because it's easy for me to turn it back on. And then I'm just going to watch it.
Yeah.
And that's what I've learned from the Home Show Garden Pros also, is watch it. Watch your lawn and plants, because as Sherry says, they talk to you, and they really do. So I appreciate those reminders. So thanks for the call, Thomas, and I hope he has a good weekend. We kind of clicked him off there, and he was asking about the watering. So reduce your watering for sure. We shouldn't be watering the same that we did in the summer months. Yeah. So we are here on Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. And before we went to the break, I mentioned to Anita that I had a fun story about a viola. So this was a while ago. This was during that Houston freeze years ago. And we were all frantic and covering what we could to save whatever we could. And I'm uncovering all of my, you know, sheets and putting them away and kind of getting rid of, the first step is the mushy and gushy, you know, getting rid of all of those kind of plants and leaving the rest to see what happens. And about 3 days, a week and a half later, I walk out on the patio and I'm kind of observing one of my little beds. And on the patio, between two of the tiles in the patio, I've got this precious little viola peeking up, and it's just as happy as can be.
What color was the flower?
Purple with the yellow in between.
Yeah.
And it literally looked like a little human, because it had a branch off, you know, that had it looked like a little arm was going out, and then it had the little head. And I've got a picture to this day, and it just makes me smile because, you know, it just goes to show you nature, Mother Nature, what it can do, and how we can read what's going on. So anyway, it's a good memory for me from that yucky storm that we had.
It was yucky.
Yes.
And we were also talking in the break about the people who maintain medium strips and entrances into subdivisions. And my favorite one is Memorial City. If you want to know how to plant your garden, go to Memorial City. And I wish I could stop my car and get out and take a picture, but it's, you know, in the middle of the traffic.
Yeah, many lanes on each side.
Yes, exactly. But that's where to go. On Gessner in particular, always, they do a fabulous job of planting seasonal plantings of flowery annuals.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. That's a that's a good thing to look out for. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 6N. So you can go to Memorial City and look at those medians, or you can listen to the show and we can talk about all those wonderful things.
Or both.
Yes. And we can talk about what is a good plant or flower or veggie to put in your gardens. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 6N, and we'll return after this.
Your beautiful yard starts here at Sienna Mulch. Hi, I'm Ashley from Sienna Mulch. We're a family-owned green recycler and manufacture our own premium hardwood mulch. Come find the varieties of mulch, compost, soil, sand, gravel, and stone that add more beautiful to your yard. No truck? No problem. We deliver. While here, grab your favorite fertilizers, plant food, and landscaping tools. Everything to give your yard a beautiful start. Visit Sienna Mulch off 521 in Rose Sharon, online at siennamulch.com.
Phone lines are not open during this encore presentation of the Home Show Garden
Christmas
Pros.
Trees are here, and we still have plenty of trees. Hey, guys, it's Sherry from Plants for All Seasons. Now that Thanksgiving's over, we still have plenty of trees for you to select from. So if you're looking for noble firs, Fraser firs, Nordmans, or Douglas, we are loaded up and ready to help you get your tree on. We offer custom snow flocking and delivery, and we have hundreds to choose from with locally grown poinsettias and Christmas cactus. So if you need a hostess gift for your holiday gatherings, you found your place. And don't forget, you can still plant your flower beds now. We're lucky to live in Houston, where you can plant flowers year-round, and we are loaded with all seasonal appropriate flowers. Get your beds prepped and ready with high-quality compost and organic fertilizers. This will really benefit your plants and your soil to have beautiful, vibrant veggies and flowers. If you're up towards the northwest side of Houston, we're at 21328 State Highway 249. Just north of Louetta on the northbound feeder. Open 7 days a week from 8:30 to 6. Our extended holiday hours will be open till 9 p.m. most evenings. You can friend us on Facebook or go to plantsforallseasons.com for more information. And now back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Hi, everybody. It's Anita and Sandy from the Home Show Garden Pros show. And if you want, share with us some of your failures and successes, because we learn from those too.
That's right. That's right. And like you had said before, you know, we have to kill it a few times before we're a real successful gardener. And we've all made those mistakes. And sometimes you keep making them.
And sometimes professionals make mistakes, too, like yours truly here.
Yes. Well, I like the mystery of it, because we get callers and we're kind of working through that mystery. So you can call us, and you can also send questions via Home Show Garden Pros, the website. There is Ask a Pro little tab there, and you can send in a question. Those sometimes are a little bit harder, because we love them, but then you and I can't ask them questions.
No, there's no back and, well, there's no detective work.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, I mean, if it's an easy, what do I use for this? But we love your calls, and we can kind of work through, you know, what's going on in the garden. And actually, speaking of callers, Anita, we have got Jean on the line. Good morning, Jean.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I am a first-time flower grower, you might say.
Yay!
Yeah, and last year I planted some mixed wildflowers. And the problem I have is I'm busy all the time, and I don't have time to weed eat and keep these weeds and grass from growing in my flower bed. So I look at all these flower beds, and they're so well-maintained and kept up. Is there some type of chemical spray that I can spray my flower bed with to help keep the weeds down without harming these flowers?
No. How about that? But here's the thing. When you plant your flowers, you use a pre-emergent. And that'll keep any weed seeds in the soil from germinating. The plants you're planting in there have already grown, so they're not going to be affected by it.
Okay, so you're saying basically prepare my ground before I plant.
Yes.
Give us an example of a pre-emergent.
Oh,
does MicroLife have one?
No.
No pre-emergent.
Yeah.
So you just ask your local garden area.
There's several different brands. And, believe it or not, cornmeal is a pre-emergent.
Really?
Sunflower seeds are a pre-emergent. They'll keep weeds from germinating as well.
Okay. All right.
And also, the other thing I do is after I plant everything, I put down the pine straw. Because that'll also I'd put down pine straw as my mulch instead of regular mulch, because that also will keep weeds from coming up.
Okay, so basically I prepare this ground, and then I seed it, and then I mulch it.
No, I'm sorry. I thought you were planting real seeds. I mean, real plants. No, you can't do that. The pre-emergence is not going to work.
Okay, so you're planting seeds.
So the other thing that you do, and this is, I would not do this. But I heard a talk one time by somebody who did this. She prepared her ground. She cleared everything away. She let all the weeds come up, and then she killed them all with a weed killer. But I don't use chemicals. I just don't. And so she called it nuking her.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
And then she put her weed seeds down.
Okay.
So,
So,
all right. Well,
so if you're doing, if you're planting, he wants to plant wildflower seeds.
Seeds. Yeah.
How would you plant them in your yard?
Well, I was listening to Sherry talk on the show, and you know, these seeds are usually, they just throw their seeds out and land on the ground.
Right.
So they are used to germinating out in full sun, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
But also they're there for the birds to get and for to wash away in the rain.
Right.
So you would put a light layer of soil across after you've seeded.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But you are going to, once they start coming up, then can he put down the pine needles?
That'd be hard.
It would be. Okay.
I don't know how you could do that.
Okay.
So that's
They grow really thick. And it's against a wood frame house. So it's very beautiful. Mm-hmm. And they grow tall. You know, I'm getting them 2 foot tall.
Oh.
And the grass, the weeds are growing in behind it last
mm-hmm.
year.
Yep.
And I thought, you know, I need to get a hold of this.
Yes.
So I can do a ground preparation before I plant.
Yes.
To help keep the grass and the weeds down. And then after that, I have to basically just pull them, correct?
You have to pull them, yeah.
Pull the weeds.
And you know, it's funny, when I go to pull my weeds, I start in one area of my yard and I'll do a little section and I kind of work my way down over the weeks and, you know, the season, and I turn around and then I kind of just start over.
Yeah, so because there are different weeds at different seasons.
Yeah, so I can never get them done all at the same time. But then the other thing is wildflowers, you know, wildflowers, they grow with weeds also. And I know you don't, at your house, you don't want to see the weeds, but,
right.
You know, but what a nice thing.
The other thing about wildflowers is they don't want to grow in rich, nice soil.
Uh-huh.
I mean, they're always growing in the gravel by the side of the road.
Right, right.
So I would not fertilize that soil.
Too much, yeah, mm-hmm. yeah.
No.
Well, that's great. And then remember, you know, you can always do annuals too.
Yes.
In between if you're not getting enough color. But that is so fun. I love that you're doing those wildflower seeds. And good job. I'm glad you're a new color planter.
Oh, yeah, it's beautiful. All right. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Well, that is a great call because we talk a lot about wildflowers and we talk about native plants. And you are listening to Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. I am here with Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens, and she is our Home Show Garden Pro this morning. And I mean to tell you, I always learn something new from you. And we've got lots of topics we can explore, water gardens and veggie gardens. And we will return after this.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Good morning and happy gardening, everybody. Right before the break, Anita, we were talking about tools and what's on our shelf. And you mentioned, of course, we need a trowel, clippers. And, you know, you talked about the scissors and having them all in different places. So my favorite tool, and I'm not sure if it's a tool or not, is my wagon.
Yeah.
I love my wagon. And guess what? My wagon has been with me for 26 years. Well, probably 25 years because it was one of my son's little wagons.
Oh, and it's a radio flyer?
It's a little Tikes.
Little Tikes.
It still survived. Now, I've taken the sides off, but it's plastic. And that guy is so sturdy. I love my wagon. And I will throw in, you know, I'll put a bag of mulch in there or whatever it is that I'm going to spread or use. And then I'll throw my scissors in there because I need it to open the bag or to clip things off. And gloves and clippers. You didn't mention gloves. Some people are glove people and some are not.
Well, I guess as I've gotten older, I'm becoming a glove person.
And it depends on what you're working with, too.
Yes, yeah.
I mean, of course, roses and bougainvilleas. I think you need more than gloves for those guys. Be careful because I slipped on one and it didn't like the bottom of my foot. So, yeah, it depends. And, you know, what's interesting is the lantanas. Do they do anything to you when you trim the lantanas?
Yes, yes.
A little bit of a, I mean, not a rash, but I get a little bit. I make sure that I rinse off after lantanas. So, you know, and I've seen the longer gardening gloves if people want, you know, want to use those. So,
oh, yeah, and I have a tip about gardening gloves.
Yes.
Don't keep them outside in the wintertime. Keep them inside because in the wintertime you go out and put on a cold pair of gloves.
Uh-oh.
So if you have them inside, put on a warm pair of gloves and your hands will stay warm.
Oh, I thought you were going to say there would be somebody living in them.
That can happen too.
Yeah. So bring those gloves inside during the winter.
Well, during the summer too.
Yeah, because then you can have creepy crawlies go in your gloves.
Yeah.
Well, great. It's a good thing for us to have our little to-do list for our shelf. I love that, for our gardening shelf. And mine is going to get some attention this afternoon because I do need to reorganize and clean and maybe even get some of those items to take and get them sharpened.
I mean, there's nothing like a sharp shovel.
Yeah.
It is so much easier to use. And clippers, too.
Yeah, because you're also not damaging the plant. You're not ripping it.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. Taking your calls after this.
You could spend your whole weekend slogging through that to-do list of chores at home. Or you could go from to-do to done like a boss. Get the help it takes from Houston's go-to guy for the sport of home improvements, Tom Tynan on Home Show Radio.
You've got good advice for people, and I appreciate it.
Coming up next after the Home Show Garden Pros.
And anytime you want.
At homeshowradio.com. Pros you can trust. Tips, advice, videos, and the Home Show podcast. Always on.
Always free.
Homeshowradio.com.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.